Australian economics has lost one of its most renowned scholars, Jeff Harcourt, who died this week at the age of 90. He was a prolific author, an inspiring educator, and he played a role in shaping economic policy in the 1980s. Roy Green, Emeritus Professor at UTS, has known Jeff Harcourt for five decades.
Look, I was undertaking a law degree partway through and looking for intellectual stimulation. A lot going on in economics in the early 1970s. A lot of debate, fierce debate about Australia's economic direction. So where better to look than the economics department at the University of Adelaide, which had a very high reputation globally and had one shining star, namely Jeff Harcourt. And so I took advantage of that to attend his first year and second year lectures to do an economics degree there, and greatly enjoyed the experience. On one level, he was enormously entertaining, lots of jokes and references to Aussie rules, but it was always in the interest of getting us to learn the basic principles of economics, and in particular, the Keynesian consensus of the time, which became the post-Keynesian view because it was cast aside by some more narrow interpretations of economics with which we've become familiar in recent times. But even more deeply than that, not just understanding Keynes's principle of effective demand and the role of government in the economy in stimulating employment in particular, because equilibrium levels of output didn't always produce full employment, as the Keynesian view pointed out. There was also this incredible depth to Jeff. He was engaged in the most important economic debates of the time.
Now, Roy, you mentioned that he was funny, referred to Aussie rules, but he was always, from what I read about him, like a bigger person. It wasn't just his life on campus that people admired about him.
No, indeed. And he had a big input into policy development in Australia. It wasn't just about being in the classroom. It was contribution to our economic policy. And it's not really well known now that during the Whitlam period, he devised something called the Adelaide Plan, which foreshadowed the prices and incomes policy accord that was subsequently implemented by the Hawke-Keating government. He played a big theoretical part in that, along with others, in defining what that meant and looking at international examples of where it had succeeded and ensuring that the kind of controls over prices and incomes would also contribute to prosperity in Australia, which of course it did in the difficult period that the Hawke-Keating government faced with the blowout in our current account deficit and the fall in the dollar. And beyond that as well, not just in policy, but also in social issues, he was very engaged in the anti-Vietnam War protests. He felt very strongly about the futility of that particular war. And he campaigned vigorously, and this was associated with his economic views as much as his social ones, against poverty and injustice. So he was a very rounded figure and a very enjoyable companion, and certainly a mentor to me and to many of our colleagues over the subsequent decades.
It sounds like he inspired you, that Jeff was really a key figure for you. What do you remember about his personality?
Oh, he's just an extremely enjoyable companion in conversation and in all of his interactions. So many people around the world will be greatly distressed to hear of his passing because he played a role in so many people's lives. And for me in particular, he wrote a key reference for me, which gave me the opportunity to take a scholarship in Cambridge to do a PhD in economics. And that became the foundation for my partly academic, partly policy career. But I was one of many whom he helped. He really didn't hide his economic and theoretical work away from the community. He made it part of the community, and he made sure that he could contribute to the lives of all those around him, including his wonderful family.
I mean, he died, of course, in the last few days, this last week, at 90. But he worked, actually, for a long time, didn't he?
Amazingly. So back and forth between Cambridge, Adelaide, Sydney, Toronto, all over the world, and in building up his huge diaspora of colleagues, he was always welcome wherever he went. And then in his final years, he was a sort of honorary fellow at UNSW here in Sydney with his son, Tim Harcourt, former head of Austrade and now chief economist, as it happens, at the University of Technology, Sydney.
The airport economist. Roy, thank you very much for sharing your memories of Jeff Harcourt and especially of his contribution and life. It doesn't sound like, economics, the dismal science, that it was never dismal when he was giving a lecture.
No, thanks for the opportunity, Richard.
That's Roy Green. He's the former dean of the UTS Business School. All condolences to the Harcourt family. Of course, Tim has been on this show more than a few times. That's it for this week on The Money. The program's produced by Belinda Summer. Our sound engineer is Hamish Camilleri. I'm Richard Adie.